How you doing, Giants fans? Dwayne Harris, y'all wide receiver kick return specialist. I got a nice collection I want to show y'all. Come on in, let me check it out. This is it. This is my collection. 200 hats and counting. I had to been probably about 10 when I collected my first hat. Every day at school, teachers tell me to take off my hat. And I always just get it tucked away, and my mom had to come to the school and get it. This one right here is probably my favorite out of this collection over here because I was a Boston Celtics fan. And now that my little brother plays for Boston, I'm still a Boston Celtics fan. So I support him. So this is for him right here. You definitely got to have the hat which you play in city you play in. So I definitely got a Knicks hat. But this hat right here, I think I got this hat maybe when I was probably like 15. I grew up as a Falcons fan. My whole family are Falcons fans, but also Giants fans now. My first hat was a Braves hat that I got at a Braves game, actually. The original Braves hat with just the A on it, nothing else. Navy blue hat, red brim. This is something easy to collect. You can actually get a hat in any city. So usually when I travel to a different city, I try to get something that's exclusive for just that city and buy it. So nobody else in the city that I'm going to is gonna have it. It came to the point where I just couldn't find the hats that I wanted. So I go online now and buy them by the bundles. Like I buy at least 20 hats at a time. Like I don't buy just one. My boy Curry had to go cop a Golden State hat, support. Definitely got an OKC hat. Support my boy Durant. I got a lot of Chicago Bulls hats too. You know, MJ played for him, so got a lot of Bull hats. I like the Oakland A's just because when I was a little kid playing T-ball, my first team I ever played with was the Oakland A's. So I definitely enjoy wearing the A's hat. I had a kid one time, he gave me his hat because he knew I was a hat collector. He gave me his hat, it was a Blue Jays hat. So I told him, I was like, if you give me your hat, I'll give you my hat. So we traded hats and I told him to sign his name on it. I can't fit the hat, but I just keep it just because it was just a memorable moment where a little kid gave me his hat just because he knew that I like hats. So I love that. That was like probably one of my best hats I have. I know for a lot of guys it's hard to go out. For me, I just like to have a hat on so nobody can really notice me. Like I just want to blend into the crowd and just have a good time. Most of the time I got on glasses and hat. You know, I call it my Clark Kent look.